Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
We got a 3-hour show that you are going to love. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. You won't be disappointed if you stick with me and Rob Parker for the next 3 hours. We got Ephraim Salaam, former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And after that, of course, Parker's Power Rankings.
So guess who's number one? Oh, never mind. All right.
Let me think.
Number one.
I'm a guess.
Cleveland!
I'm a guess, Rob. And don't change it because I might be right. Knowing you, you're not going to go with the Rams because of Stat Padford, as you call him. You're not going to go with the Bucks because of Tom Brady. Obviously, you can't go with Green Bay or Baltimore. You don't want to go with the Chiefs. You're definitely not going with Pittsburgh.
All right. You're wrong.
My goodness.
You're wrong on all accounts. So let's just leave it where it is.
Okay. Right, so it's probably going to be his top two teams will probably be the Ravens and Green Bay.
Number one.
Because you know it's a strange ranking system. I mean, last year, I think they had a couple under 500 teams in there for about 8 weeks last year.
I don't know about that. Look at you representing today with the Odd Couple.
Of course.
Gear. Very nice.
Yes. Courtesy
it looks
of
good
Rob
on,
Parker.
The, on camera. Very good.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So you can go to Rob Parker FS1 on Instagram and Twitter and buy some merchandise. And MLB bro, because you need to know.
That's right. And Mr. Chris Broussard, you're good today? Everything good?
I'm great, man.
Is it cool there in New York or New Jersey? Is it a little of fall? You can feel it? It's a little cool here.
It's getting there. It's still nice. You know, you can wear shorts and stuff, but it's definitely getting a tad bit cool. You can see it coming on the horizon.
I do want to say something today. Alex, be ready real quick.
I'm ready.
Before we start the show. Chris, the hit NBC sitcom, I won't say the name, debuted on TV today in 1985. The series ran for 7 seasons and aired 180 episodes. And my life has never been the same since I first started watching that show.
1985.
What show do we always talk about? What TV theme song you hate that Alex plays all the time?
I think go ahead, here it is. 2 full episodes of this. While we're at it, Rob, tell us about that cruise, that Golden Girls cruise. How was that?
The best part about the cruise was I didn't have to worry about getting anybody pregnant while I was on the cruise. And the other thing, too, Chris.
It would have taken me a while to guess this, Rob, this song. This sitcom, because I didn't watch it, but yeah.
It debuted today, back in 1985. I mean, it's a hit sitcom for NBC.
Want to stick by that statement, though? Your life has never been the same?
Never been the same. It's funny. Wow. I watched it last night. I mean, those are the women who are in my house every night.
While I was watching the Ravens and the Raiders, Rob was watching the Golden Girls. So
The Golden Girls came on after the game. I hate to break it to you,
Chris. It is earlier out there. I forgot.
Yes, indeed. All right.
I'm a woman. Okay. All right. We got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, in the house. We have super producer Rob G in the house and Ralph Irvin on the updates. Rob, this is what?
A trash talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, woo.
And I trashed everyone who thought that Jameis Winston's career was over. on Deadspin. Ooh, okay. People who just, you know, buried him, Chris, that he couldn't play and he was a turnover machine. And he's off to a great start with the Saints. And you know this, the kid can play. He just has to make better decisions with the football. Yep, that's it.
I've been pumping him, man. I'm expecting big things from him. They might actually. That's your number one team. That's it. I know.
I didn't say that.
I bet that's the number one team, New Orleans. All right, that's not a bad pick. All right, Rob. Speaking of the rankings, speaking of last night's game, great game, fantastic game. A lot of drama.
If you love turnovers, I mean, at the end, and you had a couple of shekels on the game.
It makes for exciting football.
No, I get it.
Did you put shekels on a game?
I did.
I don't put shekels on games. And so I'm able to just enjoy a game. You know what I mean? I'm able to just watch
Chris,
it and 100%. Enjoy it for the sport.
Let me tell you something. And I don't want to get into the gambling part of it, but you watch the game differently.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're constantly worried about the spread. And you know what I mean? Like that's the whole thing.
You don't care who wins maybe sometimes.
Right. You're looking at it, you're going, okay, they're going to cover. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good. Right. And then all of a sudden it's like, and the spread last night was 3.5. So when they were leading by 3, I was like, okay, they'll hold on and they'll win the game. But it's going to screw me, of course, because I gave up 3.5 points. And, of course, not only did they not cover, they didn't win the Ravens.
So you want to share with us how much?
Oh, not much.
You can put it in different terms. Was it a book bag?
No.
Was it you won't be getting Louis Vuitton interior in your new car?
My new car, no. That's the next car, though. No.
All right. Are you already eyeing the new car?
Thinking about it. Yeah. My lease is up pretty soon in less than
a
year.
You know what, though? I just bought a car, and I'm enjoying it. I'm going to keep it for a while. But I thought about this, Rob. I think I might lease my next one because I might want a new car every 3 years.
You think so?
You know what I mean?
See,
I never thought about it that way with, you know, with kids in the house and all that. But now it's just me and my wife.
But you know what? I'm nearing that. It's funny that you say that because I'm going to do one more lease, Chris. One more lease takes me to a certain age, you know, when I'm starting to think about it. One more lease.
Right.
And then after that, or at some point, you want to buy a car so you don't have a car note. Just pay for it. Do you know what I mean? When you get older. So
well,
I think
what
I might
I
lease
did with my last car. But I'm just saying, if you want to switch it
every
3 years, you get the itch for a new car.
But you're way younger than me, so you know what I mean. You're not thinking on those terms.
Yeah, I am way younger. That's true.
You are.
All right. The Raiders won, Rob, 33-27. Lamar Jackson, you mentioned turnovers. Lamar Jackson had two costly fumbles in the second half. Yeah,
huge
big fumbles. Here's what I want to throw at you, Rob. Did Lamar Jackson cost him that game?
100%.
Wow, I'm shocked you went there.
No, I mean, you can't give
MVP
up the
pick.
No, I know, but you can't give up the football like that. And I get it. They were pressuring him. They were all over him. But you got to control the football. And that was a game that they were up 14-0, Chris, right?
Yep.
Remember
and
the way
you
they
know
started?
Do you know the stat on that?
What's that? When they were up
14-0? Under John Harbaugh, they were 81-0, Rob, when leading by 14 points.
Yeah, but you know what the equalizer of that is when you give up the football in the second half.
Right.
And that's where games are won and lost with the turnover battle. I know it's so cliched and what coaches talk about, but it's true. It's like in baseball with walks, Chris. Walks always come around the score, right?
Right.
Like you walk a guy or two. That the Iowa game when the Yankees lost to the White Sox and Tim Anderson hit the walk-off. What happened right before Tim Anderson hit that walk-off home run? They walked the guy.
Right, right.
It cost you.
Right.
And turnovers cost you. That's why I'm going to say that he cost him the game.
Well, look, both turnovers were in Ravens territory, and both of them led to touchdowns. All right, so you do have that, and they were both in the last 15 minutes of the game. So I feel you on that. And there's no, you know, there's no excusing turnovers. However, even with the turnovers, Rob, they were up 3 points with 37 seconds to play. You've got one of the best defenses, allegedly, in the league. And Las Vegas had no timeouts. So if you give me those odds, I'm taking my chance. I like my chances with the Ravens because my defense is supposed to be able to shut down the Raiders and keep them from getting in the field goal position. Instead, they promptly gave up a 20-yard pass and an 18-yard pass on consecutive plays, and next thing you know, the Raiders are kicking a 55-yard field goal to tie it and force overtime. So, Rob, I'm going to put it – there's more about the defense. Well, again, supposed to be one of the best defenses in the league, couldn't get pressure on Derek Carr, even though they were blitzing all night long. And so I'm going – they gave up 300-plus yards to Derek Carr after halftime. May had him looking like freaking Peyton Manning out there. And then, so I'm going to blame the defense, and I'm going to blame the offensive line. My man Lamar Jackson, Rob, was running for his life.
I thought it was a replay of the Super Bowl. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, no, that's real talk. I mean, with that dilapidated Kansas City front line, you saw that Pat Mahomes was running for his life. And their best offense, now they did run the ball well, and let's just keep it real. Justice Hill, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, I don't know that they would have done it any better with those guys. You know, Tyson Williams, that wasn't an issue. Right, they ran the ball fine. That's their culture. They got to, you know, they can run the football. So they did that well. But their best offense to a large degree was Lamar, make something happen. Shake these dudes up. Get out of, you know, they're rushing you. Juke, make some moves, and make
and
things happen.
And run for 50 yards, right.
Yeah. And even one of his first touchdown pass that made it 14-0, Rob, was to Hollywood Brown at the end, back of the end zone. I don't know if there's another quarterback in the league that could have made that play because he had to avoid like three Ravens to get some room to throw the ball. He rolled out and threw it to, or he ended up scrambling out toward the sideline and threw it to Hollywood Brown at the end of the end zone. So Rob, he was sacked three times, Lamar. He was pressured on 18 out of his 33 dropbacks. And because of those reasons, I'm going to put the majority of the blame on the offensive line and on the defense. I'm with you on Lamar. As far as the turnovers, you can't have him. He even acknowledged that. But I think it's a situation kind of like when people criticize Giannis, Rob. Well, you take Lamar away, and that team's getting blasted. So I just think he did what he could, and I don't put the blame on him.
I hear you, but when you're setting up a team in your own territory, Chris, and you talked about it earlier, you could have a good defense. You give them the ball in your own territory, and they don't have to go far. It puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And so I don't think it's fair. Those two touchdowns were gimmies, not gimmies, but
the last field goal, you know, they had
the
march.
No, I get it. I mean, you move it up and it's a 50-50 proposition that you're going to kick a 55-yarder as time expires. It ain't easy. I've seen many of those go awry and you hold on and you win, you know. But I think you can't give up. And you said it, two scores, 14 points. It's a big turnaround when you give it up like that.
Rob blames Lamar. I blame others. What say you? 877-99 on Fox. Was Lamar Jackson the reason that the Ravens lost last night's game? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. This song is just for Rob Parker. Because it really, in most cases, is not funky enough to be on Tyshirt Tuesday. But hey, we love Rob, so here you go.
Thank you.
I'll let it breathe, Alex, for another 3 seconds.
Yes, let it breathe.
You would see the biggest gift from you to me.
For me, and the card attached would say,
Thank you for being a friend.
Rob's right on that delay again.
I can't help it. I mean,
I know.
Just
I don't think it's your fault because it's every single time.
I sound great in the shower when I got soap going and water.
TMI.
What?
All right, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is the iCouple. All right, your turn to weigh in. Did Lamar Jackson cost the Ravens the game last night? 877-99 on Fox. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with Tony in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, this is one of the times where you guys are both right. Lamar calls them the game because he has to do too much, which is going to cause him to make mistakes when you got to do everything by yourself. So why does he have to do everything by himself? Because he's got no help on the offense. So technically, you're both right. Lamar did cause the game because if he just stopped trying, they lose altogether.
Although, I hear where you're going, but here's what I say to you. If Lamar doesn't do what he did, are they even in the game? The only reason they were in the game was because of his heroics.
Exactly. That's why it's both. It's
so
both
I don't know that
fault.
He could have cost
got it,
them
but
the
Tony,
game.
Tony, we want you to pick one. On the Odd Couple, we don't play. Like,
If I got to pick one, I'm blaming everybody else.
That's why Chris has his point, and he makes good points, and I have mine. So I need you to pick one.
I'm blaming the rest of the team.
Okay.
I'm blaming the rest of the team. If he's the only guy that's going to produce, he's going to have to press. It's the rest of the team.
I'm going to say this, Rob, and thank you, Tony. That's a good call.
Thank you.
I'm going to say this, Rob, and we talked about it briefly yesterday. Lamar... I don't know that he's listening, but somebody send this to Lamar. If you don't want to get an agent, cool. Get a lawyer and get your contract signed. Pronto.
What did I say?
Did you see some of the hits he took?
Yeah.
And the first fumble, he landed on his head. Like, if he's going to be running like this, now he's done a great job of, you know, staying healthy. He's defied even my expectations as far as that. But you putting yourself in harm's way when you run that much. And just last night, game number one, Rob, landing funny, taking shots. Man, go get your money, Lamar. Sign it now. Because, Rob, this isn't charity.
No. Nope.
If he gets hurt, it's not. Dak Prescott throws the football better than Lamar.
And
so that's one reason Dallas
too,
was right. And he was still fortunate.
He was still fortunate because it could have been worse, Chris, and it turned out that it didn't. But you don't know if your injury is going to be worse. All right, let's go to Robert in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Roberto?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, Chris and Rob? How y'all doing?
Doing good,
brother. How are you?
Great, man. I definitely got to say, because I know Rob's going to make you pick a side, I'm definitely going with Chris on this one. Man, he has to do those heroic things. Did you see that escape from the pocket where he threw that ball to Hollywood Brown in the back of the end zone?
Right. That was a great play.
He has to take those risks to have them in the game. You got 35 seconds left, 37 seconds left. Y'all can't stop them from driving the whole field and kick a field goal. Y'all supposed to have the best defense. He has to take those risks. And if you don't take those risks, they don't even compete in that game.
Yeah,
I got it, but he also gave up two big turnovers in their own territory, which made it easier for the Raiders to score. So you're asking the defense to do an even tougher job when you cough up the football. I get your point. In a perfect world, and we've seen it, Chris, how many times with the hurry-up offense and teams can't move the ball all game and then in the last minute, right? All of a sudden, they're making every play. I mean, it's football. I've seen it a million times. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What about Max in Georgia? We stay in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Max?
What's up, my guys? Great game last night. I agree with Rob. Way too many Lamar turnovers.
Of course you do.
It looked like he was going through the drive-thru at McDonald's.
That's what I should have put shekels on. That Max would agree
with Rob. Well, he lost it two times, fumbled it three times, Chris. You put the defense in the hold. You're the leader. You want a contract. He still isn't comfortable in the pocket. The Raiders shout out to them. They pillaged us for the win last night. They played well. Real quick, as a side note, I do not support the other network. You guys know me. However, did you hear my man Peyton Manning and what he said last night to Russell Wilson's face? He said, if you can't score the ball from the one-yard line, running it four times, you don't deserve to win. Shout out to Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll.
Yes.
Well, what was the context of that? Was he saying it about
you're
the
down
Raiders?
At the one-yard line, you run it four times. And he had mentioned bring in Mariota, and his brother was making fun of him. And he said, if you can't run it four times on the one-yard line and get it in, you don't deserve to win. And Russell had that little smirk and shut up real quick.
No, I agree with that. You got to run. I'm with them. Like, you got the best running back in the league,
too. Do you think Peyton Act just said that? Obviously, he believes that. But do you think he was thinking of, I'm throwing shade at Russ because of their loss to the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Or you think it just kind of was accidental?
Nah, I don't think so. I think that's a little shade.
You think he knew what he was doing?
I do. Hey, let me give you this, Chris, and here's another reason why I blow your argument out the water.
Oh, please. Yes,
okay, because...
Take away your little crony Max and
it's 2-0. No, because Lamar, he has fumbleitis.
He does.
Okay, so you could talk about like,
Rob G just texted you that.
Don't
act like you just popped into your head. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He got fumbleitis.
He does.
And
he runs too much.
He's fumbled 34 times in 38 starts. I mean, think of that. I mean, a total of 47 games.
He's only lost like 12. Yeah,
38 starts, Chris. He's fumbled 34 times and only lost 12 of them. Right. And he set a record in 2019, right? With consecutive games with fumbles. 9. So he doesn't have to stick him on his hands. He's got to do a better job. You can't cough up the football that many times.
Even when he's only lost, I believe, 12 of those, Rob.
Yeah.
But even that's a lot.
Yeah, but that's,
right?
that's a lot of fumbles.
Games.
And I get it.
That's a lot.
But
it's just, you know, you got to take
the
good with
the
bad.
Turf?
You have to take the good with the bad with Lamar. You really do. I mean, he does some dynamic things, but he runs with the ball. You know, the ball's out. When he's running with it, he's palming it with one hand. And you're going – when a team, you know, a player, defender gets a good shot at you, they're going to go for that ball. So, all right, we got Ephraim Salaam joining us in a few moments. But first
– Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. One of our favorite guests. He's a colleague here at Fox Sports Radio. He's a weekend host and a former NFL offensive lineman. The very outspoken and opinionated Ephraim Salaam. What's up, man?
What's up, Ephraim?
What's happening? I need y'all to put truth teller on my intro, too. Like,
well, you're wrong a lot, so I don't know.
Say,
I don't know about
that. Being loud don't make you right.
Right.
I just want you to know that.
Yeah, being willing to say something
like
don't
that.
Mean you're
right.
Right. You're
That's
opinionated,
right.
But, you know, you're wrong.
Is that Rob Parker? Is he actually doing the show today?
My national tour is over, so, yes, I'm back. I'm back.
I mean, you put a lot of young ladies through school, wherever you know,
right?
On that little.
That's right.
All right, hey. Ephraim, we were just talking. We're debating whether or not Lamar cost them the game last night. Obviously, the two fumbles were terrible, but I didn't say. I said I think the defense and the offensive line cost them the game. Rob thinks it was Lamar. Where are you at on this?
It was definitely the offensive line. Prior to the fumbles, the magician-like act that Lamar Jackson was doing was unbelievable. I mean, how do you make 5 people miss inside the pocket and then get out of the pocket and throw a touchdown? Like, so that was what was going on during the course of the game. And look, we all know you can't do that for the entirety of a game. So we saw Lamar come out and want to actually stay in the pocket and throw the ball. He wasn't allowed to do that because of the intensive prayer, intensive pressure from Mad Max and the rest of that Raiders front four. And even when they brought 5 and 6. I mean, he was under relentless pressure. So, no, I'm not going to say he lost him the game because he had him in the game.
Yeah, but he also fumbled twice.
He did fumble the ball because he got bent into a taco. I mean,
yeah, but wait a minute. Right. Even before that, he's been fumbling his whole career since he came into the National Football League. He's fumbled, 34 times in 38 starts? I mean,
so,
you can't keep giving up the football.
You're absolutely right. And what I'll tell you is when you're under constant pressure, right, like he's not just going to take the sack, right? Like when he's under pressure, he's going to gain yards. And when that's a recipe for disaster unless it's he didn't lose a fumble on a design run, right? Like it's not like he's carrying the ball on a design run and he's just fumbling. He's scrambling trying to make something happen. There's a difference there. Fumbles are fumbles. They're both bad. But there's a difference. It's not like, okay, they're a run-heavy team. They run him a lot, and he's fumbling when he's running the ball. He's scrambling trying to make things happen because there's no safety in the pocket.
Ephraim, to that point, I mean, he took a couple shots last night. And on the first fumble, you saw he landed on his head. I'm like, look, bro, you got to sign this contract. You know, the reports are that the Ravens are willing, but I'm concerned about his health because, as you know, that's why Cam Newton's an old 32. People say he's only 32, but he's taking tons of hits. I'm concerned about Lamar taking so many hits. I think he's done a great job thus far of avoiding the big shots, but I think the more, you know, it just seems like you only going to be able to tempt fate so long. Is that a legitimate concern?
100% legitimate concern. Some of the shots he took last night, you're not going to be able to survive that. Ask Michael Vick. He's a little bit bigger than Michael Vick, but the fact of the matter is he is so elusive. He is so athletic. Mentally, you think you can get yourself out of everything. And the speed of defenses are just greater and greater, and you can't – those hits, he didn't even see those guys coming. When you start scrambling and running through the middle of the field, it's very dangerous for a quarterback, right? They don't even have the pads or the wherewithal to protect themselves when they get in that situation because they're not really used to it. Now, he's a little different. He rushes the ball a lot. But if you notice, when he's running the ball on design runs, it's towards the side. He's protected himself. But when he's scrambling, it's through the middle, and it's frantic because people are coming from all over the place.
Ephraim, I know nobody was really gassed for the Jaguars and Texans, but Tyrod Taylor played really well. That team was, you know, in disarray. Tyrod was 21 for 33, 291 yards, a couple touchdowns, 40 yards on the ground. He's not the greatest quarterback, but he doesn't turn the ball over. He did a nice job. What did you make of that? Because everybody was picking the Texans to be the worst team, and they had a surprise win there.
You know what? I like Tyrod Taylor. I've always liked him his entire career. I thought he was getting ready to do something, you know, really cool with the Chargers last year prior to getting his lung punctured.
Thank you, by the doctor or whatever it was.
Right,
was
by the team doctor?
By the team, which doctor is what it was.
Right, right. he's not a quarterback that turns the ball over a lot. You know, it's much in the vein of Teddy Bridgewater, right? They have a little bit of elusiveness, can throw the ball on the run, great game manager. So the Texans are in good hands. I never thought that they would be in that type of situation where they're worse than Jacksonville. Jacksonville got the worst roster in football. I mean,
like that wasn't even the team. So hey.
I know, right? Tebow. They needed Tebow, right? That's how bad it is.
Go ahead,
Ephraim.
Well, I was going to move on to Aaron Rodgers, and obviously, you know, horrible performance. Let me just ask you this: if you were a teammate in that locker room, are you wondering, I mean, we saw the offseason he had. We know he contemplated retirement. I think he even said he was 50-50. Clearly didn't want to play for the Packers. Are you questioning his commitment at this point or not? if you're in that locker room?
I'm pissed off because what that was terrible. Like, you don't get to at when you get to that level, right? When you get to the elite level that he's at, it's rarefied air. You don't get to have those games, right? No matter what's going on in the offseason or whatever is going, once you get back to the team, you get your deal done, you're locked in with everybody else, we have to be able to rely on you. I don't want to hear, relax. I don't want to hear any of that, right? You should never be on the bench in the fourth quarter of any game ever, unless you guys are up by 40. And so, to me, there's a disconnect. Something's going on there. Aaron Rodgers, his laissez-faire towards coming back in this whole offseason and all that, is spilling over, which we've never really seen before from a quarterback or a player of that caliber. To me, it's a warning sign. It's a warning sign, and they need to really look at this. And you can say, oh, it's only one game and all of that, but you look, the Saints, they didn't have Drew Brees, right? We didn't know what Jameis Winston was going to be. They just came in and steamrolled them. So what about the teams that are supposed to be good? What's going to happen there?
My only issue is he's had some stinkers before. He had a stinker against Tampa Bay last year in week 5. They were 4-0. They went to Tampa. They were up 10-0. He threw two picks. He was bad. They lost that game. And he wound up being the MVP.
Hold on, wait. They were 4-0, though. They were 4-0.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he's had stinkers. I'm not trying to defend it. He played poorly, but I need to see a few games before I feel like some kind of way. I just can't let one game be the determining factor.
It's not the determining factor, but look, you are what you are. You are what the last game says you are, right? So starting off the season, he's not focused. The whole offseason, he was unfocused. So now he comes out, he plays his worst game ever. He gets benched in the fourth quarter. I would have made him stay out there. He would have been, hey, look, I would have made him take every single one of those reps because he looked disinterested. He looked like he didn't even want to be out there.
Especially that second interception. He just threw that up for grabs.
And so for me, I'm like, look, I don't know what's going on there, but it's alarming because top-tier elite quarterbacks don't do that. Having a bad game, everybody has a bad game. But that's not a bad game. That was abysmal.
All right, that is our man, Ephraim Salaam. You heard why we love him. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother.
All right, my man. Appreciate you.
All right, rumor has it that Rob Parker, this is what's running around. This is what's going around in the halls of Fox Sports Radio. That Rob Parker has Tom Brady and the Bucks atop his weekly power rankings? Oh, my goodness. Here's my guess. My prediction is he's got New Orleans number one. But we will see. That is next. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Number one. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So in life, throws you uh-ohs. Just say, better get Mako.
Head to Mako.com to book your appointment today.
That's more like it. That's more like a tight shirt Tuesday. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Parker's Power Rankings.
You increase your power? Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Rankings.
Man, let's go. Week one. I'm pumped. Let's make this happen.
Number five,
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know everybody's celebrating like they did something special. They committed four turnovers, gave up nearly 500 total yards to the Cowboys, and somehow, some way, found their way to win. I know everybody wants to make it, oh, Tom Brady this, Tom Brady that. Hey, they were fortunate to come away with a win in that situation.
Number four.
The Los Angeles Rams.
Wow.
I'll give them credit, but they beat the hapless Chicago Bears. The Bears weren't a playoff team. When this season is said and done, it'll be yet another team that Matthew Stafford has beaten that doesn't finish with a 500 record. So before you beat your chest and make it like he conquered the world in week one, and oh, did you see how he carved up the Bears and this, that, and the other thing, don't buy into it. It didn't happen.
Number three.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
Did you watch the sleepwalk from that team in the first half of that game? I mean, again, very fortunate to come away with a win. Cleveland gave it up at the end, and Mahomes was able to stick in there long enough and make plays at the end to win the game. That 75-yard touchdown, that's a killer. You can't give it up. But the Browns had a good shot at that game, and they gave it away. The Chiefs instead, they win the game. They're 1-0, and they're my third best team.
Number two.
This is hard for me to say because you know I'm not big on the Steelers. In fact, I don't have them making the playoffs. But
wow.
I don't have them making the playoffs. But I will give them credit, as Charlie Hayes, who used to play for the Yankees, said. They went to Buffalo, and they won a big game. They were out of that game early on. Buffalo was winning. That defense kept them in the game, eliminated the big strikes that the Bills are now known for. I mean, I was impressed, and then they did just enough to win that game, and Buffalo is off to, Pittsburgh's off to a surprising start. That's a huge win to start the season, especially when things didn't look good in the first half. I thought this team was dead. They didn't look like it in week one.
Number one.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
I know. Wow. It sounds like a car crash. And wow. I know a lot of people are like, they beat the Lions. So what?
Yeah,
it's no big deal. Right? Go ahead. Say it. They beat the Lions.
They beat the Lions.
What I
Look
love
at you giving love to the Lions.
A West Coast team coming east, and they were steamrolling the Lions. They were up 41-17. This team has a good defense. Offensively, they were making things happen. I mean, the Lions did come back.
Yeah, they only won by eight.
And Jared Goff had the stat Padford numbers, and I'll give you that, picking up stuff late in the game. But this game was 41-17. The 49ers looked like world beaters on the road in Detroit. I think that's a great start in a tough division. So the San Francisco 49ers, just like the San Francisco Giants, are number one in my ranking.
Number one.
I'm shocked. I'll be honest, Rob. You weren't doing too badly until number one. And I get it. Look, do I think the Steelers are the second best team in the NFL? No. And I'm not sure you do either. But they did have an impressive win. I think New Orleans had the most impressive win of the weekend. And then you can argue the Steelers were next. So I would have given you that at number two, even though I think the Chiefs are number one, Tampa Bay's number two. But San Francisco, number one? I really thought you were going with the Saints.
Number
now,
one.
Tell me why you kept the Saints out of the top five, even if they weren't number one.
They played well, but I thought, was that the New Orleans or was that Green Bay? And I think a lot of it was
maybe it was
Green
Bay. Both, though.
Nah, but I'm going to say if I had to pick one, if I'm going to pick one, it was Green Bay. Green Bay didn't play well. They were never really in that game. So I just can't, like, say that the Saints are that team that beat Green Bay.
Can't
you know
do
what
it.
I mean by that? So I'm going to go that was an egg being laid by Green Bay.
My biggest takeaway from this poll, these rankings, is that you believe in Dan Campbell, the Lions coach, because you obviously are putting some stock in the beating, taking down Dan Campbell and the Lions. Keep it low!